For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. In many ways, this parable is pretty simple, direct, and we can easily ask, where am I in this? Did I get 5 talents? Did I get 2? Did I get 1? Will God say to me, well done? Now, those are pretty good questions, but we can go deeper. The first thing we might notice is whether it's 5, 2, or only 1, every servant has talents to work with. So it's really not about how many you got. The second thing, there are 2 types of servants. Now we're getting some place. Either the servant traded with them or he hid it. So how each handled what was given made the difference in the master's response. The 2 who traded were told, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. The one who hid the talent, though he knew his master was a hard man, was afraid. He merely kept the master's talent from being stolen. Him the master called a wicked and slothful servant. And he took the talent away and sent him to outer darkness. Now, it's good to ask, where am I in the parable? No listener wants to be the wicked servant in this case. Outer darkness is where you're headed. The key difference is that the faithful servant traded with the master's treasure. He was not afraid. He did not hide it. And so Jesus says, for to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. Now, it's rather easy to find applications that are not so great. For example, a student might think, God just didn't give me the talent for this, thinking of a course or the ministry. Or an inexperienced pastor might say, people just don't seem to be interested in my talents. Maybe I need a different field for work. Or the professor could wonder, why can't I get students more interested in the topic I teach? Or why can't I have more talented students? Or the student might think, my teachers just don't seem to realize how many talents I have. You see, the twist there is that in each case, the talent has become a very personal thing. The talent here, in any case, is going to be what the Lord gives, his treasure. And the question is, does the servant trade with it? Or is he fearful and keeps it hidden? Perhaps then it's time to admit our failures in the trading business. We need to pray, Lord, I have been afraid to work your treasure. Please forgive me. I do not deserve anything but being sent away. I am an unworthy servant. I beg for mercy. And the master answers, I will have mercy because of my son. I handed all things to him to reveal who I am, a merciful God who wants everyone to come and trust him and serve him. And Jesus was faithful. My servant was faithful in all things. So faithful, he was obedient to walking to a cross and being killed as an innocent man. He bore your punishment. Because of him, you have my mercy and my forgiveness. Receive it now, even through these words, and in a few moments, his own body and blood in the sacrament. Now, what greater treasure is there? Our God is merciful, slow to anger, steadfast in keeping his promises, a gracious Father who waits for his children to come to him when they have failed, they have soiled themselves, and they are empty of all goodness. So as servants of our Lord, pastors or pastors-to-be among his sheep, this treasure is to be traded with. We are not the treasure. Our personal traits are not the key. Our interests, our skills are not the main thing. The master's talent, his treasure, his precious mercy is not to be hidden. In the end, he will review our work. He will make a judgment what we have done with it. And he will employ the standard, for to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have in abundance. That's the line I'm focusing on today. You see, the people around us need the mercy of God. We need it. Sinners will soon discover it just keeps coming. And of all people, we should know this. We should live by it and work it. And any personal talent is but a tool of the Lord to make this known. Already today, then, come. Receive more of the Master's treasure. Already, enter into the joy of the Master. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.